Welcome back to Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you this afternoon. Lee, today's topic, what is your metric that matters?
Today we're bombarded with data. And so how do you know what data to pay attention to and what data to ignore? It's difficult for any business person, but it's even that much more difficult for your prospective clients. Because they don't know what is the important data to pay attention to a lot of times. I know for a fact a lot of times when people want to work with us, they typically ask us, what's the audience size? They think that's the metric that matters. So we have to educate them and help them understand that a better metric that matters more to them is the outcome that they typically desire, which is What is that outcome that they desire? It's usually to make more money, is to sell more. So they really don't care about the audience. That's not really what they want. They think a bigger the audience, then there's going to be more buyers, but that's not necessarily so. So we have to help them understand that the metric that matters really isn't audience size. It's more meaningful relationships with buyers. That's what they want more of. The size of the audience really isn't relevant to them. The amount of relationships they can have with buyers, that's what's very relevant to them. So that's why we focus in on our business. Our service is helps people get into better relationships with more of the folks that matter most to them. So we can't guarantee a lot of listeners necessarily, but we can pretty much guarantee lots of relationships with the people in the firms that matter most to our clients. So it's critically important to understand the metric that matters and help your prospective client attain that metric. And don't let them kind of influence you to go in an area that maybe isn't your sweet spot and isn't really going to help them in the long run. If we were to only answer their question about audience and focus on the bigger and bigger audience, we wouldn't keep clients very long because that's not going to help them get more business. And because that's ultimately what's going to keep them around if they're getting more business. So help your client focus in on the metric that matters. And sometimes that means educating them onto a metric that really, really matters, not the one they think that matters.